Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. This past month of February is a month where we celebrate and we honor our nation's presidents and our founding fathers. And today on Telling Future Generations, I want to introduce you to another founder and president who lived years ago that God used to birth a worldwide Christian children's ministry that has today spread to over 190 countries around the world, reaching over 15 million children with the gospel of Jesus Christ. The ministry is Child Evangelism Fellowship, and the humble man that God used to start this worldwide ministry over 78 years ago was the Reverend Jesse Overholtzer, or as we call him in CEF today, Mr. O. In his own words, Mr. O goes back to the beginning, even as far back as 1912, sharing how this God-given burden that God had laid upon his heart was birthed, resulting in his vision and his reaching children with the gospel. Within 10 years of Child Evangelism Fellowship's founding in 1937, it was already spreading across the United States and into Canada and to other countries around the world as an international, non-denominational children's ministry. I hope you enjoy as you listen to this record dating back to the 1950s of Mr. O as he tells the story in his own words of the beginning of the ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship.
I was a country pastor in Glen County, California. And while I believed in simple salvation by grace through faith, it had never dawned upon me that a little child could be led to Christ. I finally bought the 24 volumes of the sermons of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. I still have them. And I found that in every single sermon, he gave the message of salvation by grace. I now know that that grew out of his experience as a child when he sought to know the Lord and no one told him. But as I was reading these sermons, I came across this expression, a child of five, if properly instructed, can as really believe as anyone. Now, I was a great admirer of Spurgeon, for he had been a great blessing to me. But in my heart I said, Spurgeon, you're utterly wrong. A child of five can't savingly believe. And I tried to dismiss the thought, but the Holy Spirit burdened me with it more and more. And I saw that if there was any truth in his statement, that there was a door of opportunity lying open before us that we were not entering at all. For I knew of no one at that time who was leading small children to Christ. But still I was not convinced. And I didn't at that time make a study of the scriptures regarding it. I did later. But finally, when I could not get away from the conviction that I should do something about it, I decided to make an experiment. And I can't call it anything but that. I decided to lead some children to Christ and then watch them and see whether there was any evidence of their being regenerated. I had a house full of children of my own, but I didn't try this on my own children. I decided I'd try it on somebody else's children first, and if it worked, then I'd try it on my own, which I did later. And I knew that the members of my church would not believe in what I was doing, and so I attempted to do this secretly. We had quite a large Sunday school, and a good many children who were attending Sunday school from non-Christian homes. And I decided to deal with them, reasoning that if I didn't help them, perhaps I wouldn't hurt them. And so I watched my chance. Of course, I knew them all well and had their confidence. And when I would get an opportunity to get small children by themselves, I gave them the gospel as simply and as thoroughly as I knew how to, and then led them to a definite acceptance of Christ. No, I didn't try children of 5 years old. That was too much for me. The children that I dealt with were 9, 10, 11, and 12. And that was going a long way for me in those days. I did keep this much of a record, that I dealt with 21 children before I was convinced. And what finally convinced me was that I had led two little girls, 9 to 11, to Christ, whose father was an infidel and whose mother had never attended church during the 5 or 6 years that she had lived in the community. I led these little girls to Christ and told them not to tell anybody. In fact, that's what I told everyone. They confessed Christ to me, but I told them not to tell anybody else. I didn't want my members of my church and my officials to find out how foolish I was. Soon after that, we brought in an evangelist and put up a big tent on the corner of a grain field and had a wonderful revival. The first meeting of that series of meetings, the mother of these two little girls came to church. First time she'd been to church since we had known her. And the first invitation that was given, she was the very first one to accept Christ. As soon as I felt that I could, I went to her and said, "Would you mind telling me what has influenced you to come to Christ?" For we didn't know that we had really had anything to do with her coming to Christ. And she said, "The changed lives of my two little girls." And that's what started me in child evangelism. And from then on, I won children at every opportunity. And in process of time, won practically every child in that neighborhood and in that area. Now, whether all of that work was done thoroughly or not, I cannot say, but I know that many of those children gave evidence then and gave evidence later that they were truly born again. And so I became so thrilled with this marvelous opportunity that lay before the people of God that I was just burdened with the desire to follow this type of ministry. And then I didn't feel that I was to go back into the pastorate. I felt burdened to teach Bible classes and with a special concern to teach child evangelism to these Bible classes. So that classes were begun, which finally spread all over the Bay section of California, San Francisco, Oakland, Alameda, Richmond, and Berkeley. Some of these were women's classes, which met in the daytime. Others were mixed classes that met at night. And then we had classes for high school students meeting right after the close of high school. And I also had a large class of university students.
You're listening to Telling Future Generations of the story of the birth of the burden and the vision and the beginning of the ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship in the words of our founder, the Reverend Jesse Overholtzer. And now back to the story of Mr. O.
Well, the Lord burdened me more and more that child evangelism was my ministry. Although I have never taught many children's classes, my task was to train others for that work. And my adult classes became so interested in child evangelism that they were willing to do something toward bringing into being a work of this kind. And so we sent down the Bible Institute to Los Angeles and got two young women from there who had just graduated, and brought them up there, and we went into this question thoroughly until they were thoroughly convinced that child evangelism was of the Lord. And another young lady who had been attending my classes up there, who was very capable, also became convinced. And so we employed these three young women at $100 a month to begin child evangelism classes, and the money was raised in my adult classes. And they began five classes a week each of children's classes, meeting right after school. And at that time, our classes all met in churches. While they were interdenominational, yet we used the churches as our meeting places. We'd get the church nearest to the school building if the church was cooperative. And so that these teachers, who were paid, each of them had five classes a week. And we required them to keep very accurate statistics. And at the end of the month, they turned in their report, which was read to the adult classes who were supporting them. And they reported that in that first 3 months, that 300 children had professed to accept Christ as their Savior. And we knew that this work had been done by trained, conscientious teachers. And the enthusiasm in those adult classes was so great that that the movement took fire. It took fire in my own heart and took fire in the hearts of many others who were attending the classes. And so the work grew and grew, and the burden became greater and greater, for I felt after I'd gone down to Berkeley that I had a definite call from God to this task. And while then I did not think in terms of a world movement, yet I felt burdened to spread it just as widely as possible. And the first meeting that we held of an organizational character was held on the 14th floor of 203 North Wabash Avenue in Chicago. And Miss Bennett, who has been with us ever since and had been Billy Sunday's children's worker for years, met with us at that meeting. And there the first committee was formed, a committee just for Chicago. And that was the way the work began, and the way it grew and grew. And as I went out traveling all over the United States and Canada, every congregation that I addressed, if there was time, I asked how many of them would join me in praying for the evangelization of the children of the world. Until in process of time, there were thousands and thousands who had pledged that they would pray for the evangelization of the children of the world. That praying, the blessing came that made it possible to extend the movement. And so the Lord just blessed and blessed and blessed.
We are so glad you joined us today in listening to this brief history of the work of God both in and through a simple and humble man, a servant of God that God used to reach so many children for Christ and to launch a worldwide ministry that is still growing strong today. We hope you join us again next week as we continue to listen to the words in the heart of Mr. O as he shares his vision and the biblical basis for reaching children for Christ while they are still children.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.